First, it's time for the part of the show where we learn about food, the main course.
That's right. So, Rico, when you picture a renowned chef, what comes to mind?
A guy with spiky blonde hair yelling at people.
Okay, that's one type of renown.
Being honest.
I picture a French guy trained in the best kitchen since he was 14, painstakingly creating deep sauces at revered restaurants.
While yelling at people. Don't forget.
Well, yeah, maybe sometimes. Anyway, Daniel Boulud is that classic French chef. Mm. He's best known for his eponymous 3-Michelin-star restaurant in New York City. He now has a beautiful book out, also called Daniel, that includes some of his recipes. Mm. I, of course, tried to arrange a tasting of some of them, but alas, that wasn't possible.
Ugh.
So when we spoke, I decided to conduct a virtual tasting with him. And the first thing I ordered was venison consommé with black truffle.
Do you think there is any other ingredient who are so rare, so luxurious, and so delicious? I don't know.
That is true. It's so rare that I don't know if I can afford enough truffles in my own life.
Well, nobody can afford truffle until you taste truffle and you feel, it's...
Yeah.
For me, I wish truffle was cheaper, but then it'll be just like potatoes. Everybody could eat it.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned potatoes because you talk about this very kind of humble truffle dish you made once out of a baked potato and truffles.
That was when I was chef at Le Cirque. We had a customer who was coming there every day, and he was always eating a baked potato with chive and nothing else. And I said, God, this baked potato is boring. And I made him one day a baked potato with white truffle, and he went crazy. It's only 2 ingredients, but it's amazing.
Didn't you make this dish for your father once?
Oh, yes, at Christmas. Oh, my God, some old story. Yeah, at Christmas, we had the candlelight dinner, and he saw me working in the kitchen, and he saw me splitting the potatoes, and he saw me preparing the things. And so when I served it at the table with the candlelight, and it was white covered with white truffle, and he couldn't tell if that was the skin of the potato, so he put it all on the side, and he started to scoop the inside. And he found it very good, but then when we started to clear his plate, we realized he did eat the truffle.
He put all the truffles, the expensive, tasty morsels to the side and just focus on the potato.
Yes.
He was like, Daniel, your cooking's gotten much simpler.
Yeah, well, my father never had truffle in his life. You can get confused sometimes.
So I want to move on to my next item, if I may.
Yes, please.
So I'm going to move on to the wild hare a la royale. And this dish...
Oh, man, you're really on a game trip.
I am on a game trip. It's autumn. I figured this was appropriate.
Absolutely. And the preparation takes hours. First, the wild hare get boneless totally. And then after, we make a stuffing with pork and foie gras and truffles and onion and the liver.
Really light food here.
Yeah, well, it's about the wine you're going to drink with it after. So that's why it's important. And you braise it in the red wine sauce for hours and hours, very, very gently, until the sauce reduces and really get super gamey and rich. And sometimes we put a little bit of cocoa powder, a little bit in the sauce to keep a good tartness, a little bit of tannin inside.
And this dish was originally, some say, created for Louis XIV?
Yes.
What is that about?
Well, I'm sure they were hunting around Versailles there and finding a lot of wild hare.
Some suggest he liked this because he had bad teeth and the meat is so soft.
Yeah, of course, it's fork tender because it cooked for hours and hours. It's delicious.
All right, so that's great. So I have my entree, I have my truffles. I'm going to leave the game behind.
Yes.
And I'm going to, for dessert, I was thinking of having the chestnut Mont Blanc.
Ah, I love it. So the idea came from that little cake in France we have often in the winter. And what's very good is you stay within the season, which I like, because now we're talking chestnut.
Yes.
And the chestnut Mont Blanc, it's about the vanilla, the chestnut, and the wonderful different combination of chestnut from the mousse to the crushed chestnut paste.
And the candied chestnuts in the middle, it takes up to 3 months to candy those chestnuts?
Yes, because what you do is first you choose the most beautiful chestnut there is, and the chestnut get peeled, and then you put them in a syrup. You bring them to a boil and you let them rest. Then you bring them to a boil and you let them rest. And you do that for days and days and days. until the chestnut slowly cook and slowly absorb the sugar. And it's a very, very long process to confit chestnut.
You're famous for your desserts and your pastry chefs that have come, that have worked for you. One of them has been on our show a couple times, Dominique Ancel.
Oh yeah, Mr. Cronut. That's
right. He's Mr. Cronut now. Have you?
He hates to be known just for the Cronut. Yeah, no, Dominique worked 5 years with us at Danielle.
Yeah.
And very talented.
Have you ever eaten a cronut?
Yeah, I had one actually last week again.
What did you think? A little sweet?
It's a little sweet. It's a little rich, but yeah, it's a craze.
So you travel a lot. You have restaurants around the world. Do you have any guilty pleasure foods like the cronut? Like if you're at the airport, do you get a nachos or a cheeseburger? Is there something
nachos, I'm not too... best guilty pleasure I had was... You know, when you take chili con carne and you put it in a bag of Fritos.
Frito pie?
Yeah, Frito pie. I mean, to me, anytime, any day, a Frito
really?
Pie is my favorite thing. But right in the bag.
Are you serious? You've done
yeah.
that?
Yeah. This
oh
is good
goodness.
Because it's all about the spice, the crunch, the kind of like soft with the beans and
yeah,
oh,
the
it's
hot,
so good. The hot. And,
Where did you discover that?
Well, tailgate, you know, in New York, we tailgate with the Giants. And there's always somebody in charge of Frito pie.
And what wine would you pair with some Frito pie?
Frito pie? A chill beer, yeah. I don't think you want to food wine.
Acclaimed chef and restaurateur Danielle Boulou. His new book is called Danielle.
Sadly, it does not include a recipe for Frito pie with truffles because that high and low would be amazing.
I love imagining him at a tailgate party. You think that he lays down a white tablecloth in his car trunk?
Totally. He brings his own light beer sommelier.
Of course.
He serves consomme and football helmets.
The pepper grinder looks like the sticks you use to measure first down.
Yeah,
it's great.
Something else.